Psalm 102, Part 1, Preface. In this present life, the believing Christians are subject to manifold crosses, and the fountains of their tears must often flow copiously. As a true father, God corrects his children and scourges every son whom he receives. God chastens his children in time, that he may the more gladden them in eternity. If we humble ourselves before God, commit our fortunes to him, and persevere in faith, our temporal trials will be followed by everlasting peace, temporal sorrows by eternal joy, temporal sickness by eternal health, temporal poverty by eternal riches, temporal death by eternal life. With this great and blessed change, we should comfort our souls in all our afflictions. What is this earth but a vale of tears, a house of sorrow, full of disappointments and calamities? Justly did Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan, picture this life as overflooded with so many misfortunes that death is rather to be counted a relief than a punishment. It is even as Asaph says of them that love God, "Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure." Psalm 80, verse 5. The same is taught in the first part of the 102nd Psalm. Prayer of an afflicted soul hungering after righteousness. A prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Summary. This psalm was composed by one in great affliction of heart and soul, and it may be regarded as spoken in the person of all the afflicted children of God. For God's greatest saints are often the greatest cross-bearers, and it is the way of the world, when misfortune befalls the Christian, many prove fickle friends and stand aloof from him, that in his distress he must be like a lone sparrow upon the roof, forsaken and neglected. But there is one with whom the afflicted can find a refuge, who remains the same, and whose faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Before him we should pour out our prayers, and here the Holy Ghost puts the very words into our mouth which we should speak before God, as he also bids us do by the prophet Hosea, chapter 14, verse 2, saying, "Take with you words, and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, Take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously." If, in childlike faith and trust, we hold up to him his own words, it must surely be pleasing unto him, and his own heart's compassion will constrain him to incline his ear unto us graciously. Prayer. Helper, help, help in fear and need. Have mercy to my prayer, give heed. I know thou lovest me still as thine, though gainst me world and hell combine. My God and Lord, I trust in thee. What need I if thou art with me? And thou, Lord Jesus Christ, art mine. My God and Savior, I am thine. Amen.